So tomorrow at a Virginia high school, the president will deliver back-to-back school speeches aimed at children. He's expected to talk about the value of hard work and the need to stay in school. After Secretary of Education Arne Duncan sent a letter to principals encouraging them to show the speech in schools, critics of the president accused him of trying to indoctrinate children with socialist ideas. Again, the issue ricocheted around the blogosphere and talk radio and talk television. Joining us now is Sherry Fowler, a spokeswoman for the Rockwell Independent School District, kindergarten through 12th grade, and she joins us from her home in Rockwall, Texas. Sherry, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And happy Labor Day. How did you hear about this speech the president was going to give? And then how did you react to the controversy in the media that began to erupt once people reacted to it?
Well, we became acutely aware of the speech this past Wednesday, and it apparently hit some conservative talk shows. And we have a number of listeners in our area, and our constituency is mainly Republican in the Rockwall area these days. And so we began getting phone calls immediately on Wednesday with parents really just wanting to know our district policy and voicing their concerns regarding a number of things. I've probably fielded over 50 personal phone calls or emails regarding the situation in the last couple of days.
Now, did any of that surprise you? And I would think on the face of it, the president making contact with students, I mean, yes, we have politics in America, but in general, that would be a civics lesson for kids that most educators would respond enthusiastically to, right? Or am I nuts here?
No, you're not nuts. Absolutely. I'm the mother of two children also in the school district. So on face value, it doesn't seem threatening in any way, particularly since the Department of Education posted what they felt the content would be, do good in school. And I'm all for that if that can encourage my kids. But as I listened to a number of parents, what became clear was that parents very much wanted parental choice in this situation. They wanted to be able to have prior review, perhaps, and definitely wanted the choice of whether their child should hear that or not. And they were not comfortable with the school district just putting it in every single classroom for every child.
Well, what do you think about that? I mean, do parents have the same issue with maybe a speech of FDR's during the New Deal, any sort of history discussion that would involve presidential speeches? Is it an apples and oranges kind of thing?
I think there's a couple of issues here. One is that this is the first time that we've ever had the technology available that really could broadcast it widely throughout the school system. In our school system, even a few years back, it would have been you type a speech and maybe show it, you know, in a TV later or something. So the ability to broadcast something live time without prior review is something very new for us in particular. So that was one thing parents were responding to. Another thing is that, you know, you ask about curriculum applications. Not having reviewed it prior to it, showing parents were concerned at what those curriculum applications would be, particularly the items that were provided by the Department of Education. Some had concerns over that and issues with those items, and they expressed that to me. We have said all along that if President Obama's speech is, you know, very much what he says, then it's a great example for a government class or a history class or a speech class to use in their curriculum at a later time. We've just chosen at this time to make it an optional viewing and let the parents make that choice for their children.
Now, if President Obama offered to come down to your school district and speak, would you immediately gather together a committee of concerned parents and tell him no if they voted it down?
No, absolutely not. In fact, we recently had our all-district meeting at the beginning of school where all our 2,000 employees get together, and our superintendent actually chose to play a video where President Obama was prominently featured talking about volunteering in your community. So President Obama has already been held up in our school district as a role model on another topic, volunteering. So it's not an issue of President Obama or not. This is really an issue of parental choice in this situation.
Right.
And it's not unprecedented. We do have other situations.
Right.
If a parent didn't like an English book or something, we would
give
them an alternative.
Sure, parental involvement is hardly unprecedented. Sherry Fowler, we got to go, but thanks so much. Spokeswoman for the Rockwall Independent School District. It's a tough line there. President Obama will speak to kids later on today.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.